Welcome to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Today, the spotlight is on a comedy drama called Waitress. Waitress debuted in 2007 as a film by Adrian Shelley starring Kerry Russell. In 2015, Sarah Bareilles and Jesse Nelson adapted it into a stage musical, which was nominated for 4 Tony Awards. In 2021, the musical was remounted in New York as Broadway began to come back in the midst of the pandemic. That version was filmed and released in 2023, starring Sarah Bareilles, who was also a producer. Now the musical is being staged professionally for the first time ever in Oregon. It opens April 11th at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, and my guest today directs it. Welcome, Lauren Blair.
Thank you so much.
For those who aren't familiar, what is the basic storyline of Waitress?
The basic storyline of Waitress is a woman named Jenna who's in a loveless marriage and finds out that she is unexpectedly pregnant. She goes to, she's also an expert pie maker, so that's kind of her home base. And she goes to get examined by a gynecologist, and that turns into a love affair. From there, she has to decide, she's not excited about being a mom. It wasn't on her plans. But when she finally meets her baby, the song is Everything Changes.
Indeed, it does. What would you say some of the basic themes in the story are?
My theme, I think the things that I'm trying to drive towards is that family doesn't necessarily mean blood in marriage. It means chosen. So she has two waitresses that work with her, and they are her family. She's finding family as she's working through this, understanding that it doesn't necessarily come from the person you married or the person who gave birth to you. And so these people just lift her up and send her forward just because they love her. Chosen family.
Yeah. Yeah. Transcends blood ties sometimes. Do you have any thoughts about why the OCT is the first professional theater to even try staging this in the state?
Well, we've wanted this show for a long time, and the rights just haven't been available to us. So that's part of the theater process. Is you can ask, and you may not be given the rights because it's on a tour or it's being staged somewhere else.
Okay.
So we've been asking for this show for a couple of years, and then we just magically got it this year.
Lucky us. And I'm sure you've been having a ball producing it. Now, you, just like Legally Blonde and other things that you've directed, you make a point, I guess, of not seeing different versions because you want to create your own original artwork. Is that right? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm not big on watching bootlegs or other versions on YouTube or the internet or whatever, because I think the people that come into the room, we have to tell our version of the story. And since I've been a choreographer for 27 years now and a director for 10, for me, it's let's find what makes this story work with us. Let's not tell someone else's version.
Right.
So it's a lot, which makes for a lot of discovery in our rehearsal room, and it makes it fun. And I ask my actors, I'm like, what does this feel like? Does this feel right for you? Because I'm also an actress.
Mm-hmm.
So does this feel right for you, or do we want to try a different spin on this? And so it's more about discovery.
Right. I would imagine it seems like you would be most collaborative as a director if you're also an actor, because
yeah.
You're so sensitive to how do you want to co-create this?
Yeah. Does this feel like where you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then let's have a chat. Like, we'll talk, we'll work, we'll build it together. One of the things that I feel very strongly about is collaboration, and making sure that all my performers, my designers, everyone feels seen and heard, and we're all building this as one.
Yes.
And making our own thing. We're not recreating what they did on Broadway. We're making our own thing.
Right. You're not just being a cover artist, if I can translate it
exactly
into music.
Right. Yeah.
You're doing some interpretation here. Speaking of that, you said one of the things that arose with just letting your cast co-create this is you find yourself with a cast that's very musical.
Yeah, so we cast the show just with the best people that we wanted in the roles, and then we realized that so many of them were actual musicians. And so we have put our own spin on the show, and it's kind of turned into an actor-musician show. So we've got our three band members, two of them come in and play roles, and then I've got like at least four or five other performers playing piano, cajon, guitar. So it's turned into another version of Waitress.
I love it. So where is that set? Because I'm picturing the cafe, you know, the pie shop.
Yeah. So we've got the band, we've got a second level, and that's my main three band. They can come down and up, and then all the other, like the cajon and the piano and all those things are kind of just scattered around, so they sort of encompass the story.
I love it. If you're just joining us, my guest is the Associate Artistic Director of the Oregon Cabaret Theater, Lauren Blair. We're talking about the upcoming production of Waitress. It's The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. So, Lauren, when you came on the show last year, you were directing Legally Blonde, the musical. Mm-hmm. Was that the last show that you directed?
Correct.
For the OCD? Okay.
Yes.
I was wondering if you had any thoughts about this. That was another female-authored film that was adapted into a musical, just like Waitress was. So do you have any thoughts about any qualities a story or a screenplay might have that makes it especially adaptable, not just for the stage, but a musical?
I think there's something... Well, one I'm going to say is I am always happy to direct, choreograph something that is a female lead driven thing. And that's one thing that we talk about a lot when we're choosing our seasons is making sure that we're representing as many different people as we can. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I always end up on the female driven stories, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I think that there's something with Waitress. I Legally Blonde always felt like a musical to me, like from the time I saw it back in the day. With Waitress, I think it was Sarah Bareilles who made it something magical.
Absolutely. I just want to backtrack for one second. I'm wondering if you can actually explain why it seemed like a musical, that they would just burst into song at certain points.
Yeah, because it's very fantastical.
Yeah.
It's very fantastical. So there's certain movies where I watch and I'm like, why isn't this a musical? You know, like I literally just heard that Greatest Showman is finally going to be staged, right? I'm like,
yeah.
It's already a musical movie.
Yeah.
Put it on stage.
Right. For Pete's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Waitress is different though. Like it's, I think it needed the right composer. Because it's so intimate and sentimental, and it's actually not, I wouldn't watch that movie and think it should be a musical, but when you put Sarah Bareilles in there and her skills,
yeah,
it's beautiful. Like I cry,
Enter Sarah Bareilles.
I cry.
Yeah.
So enter Sarah Bareilles. I cry every day.
Yeah. So, She Used to Be Mine is one that one of the songs that people might be most familiar with.
Yes.
Talk more about the music, the songs. There's a song that was on the stage play called a Contraction Ballet.
Yeah,
is so that still in there?
It's still in there. Yeah, well, I'm actually gonna literally when I go over to rehearsal right now, I'm gonna stage that.
Okay.
And it's her having her first contraction, and one of the things that's been beautiful about the movement of the show and the way the Sarah Bareilles wrote the music is that I'm able to incorporate a lot of like choreography where she's not alone because her storyline is that she's alone, but when we incorporate the ensemble and whatnot, she's not alone. So Contraction Ballet is her having her first contractions, but also other women going into labor at the same time.
Yes.
So it turns into a movement piece.
Right.
Grabbing the belly, you know, checking the pulse, touching the head. So there's almost a balletic feel because of the way Sarah writes her music.
Yes.
You just have to go. You have to go with the music.
Yep.
Right? So yeah, Contraction Ballet is five women going into labor at the same time. And what does that feel like for them?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that beautiful ballad, She Used to Be Mine, if I remember the title right, just about losing yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has to find a way to regain herself to be a mother And again, she didn't want to be a mom, but she discovers once she gives birth that she says, today's a day like any other. Yeah. I'm changed. Yeah. I'm a mother.
Everything changes.
Everything changes.
So rehearsal started March 17th. Tell us about some of your actors in this. I know you have worked with some of the cast before.
Yes. So our lead is Carrie Lynn Brandon. I first worked with her in 2016 on Beehive here at the Cabaret. And my music director, his name is Mike Wilkins. For that show is also my music director on this show. They met, fell in love, and they're getting married at the end of this year.
And did you do casting? Casting's part of your role as associate artistic director. Did you cast them?
No, so that was that. I wasn't associate artistic director at that point. So I was handed a beautiful cast. I was an out-of-town contract at that point. I hadn't moved up to Ashland yet. But yeah, they tell me the story about how like day three, they just like pinged on each other. And yeah, they live in New York. They have a cute little corgi. And yeah.
The American dream.
And yeah.
The theater dream. I've always thought that casting directors are sometimes matchmakers. Because
it happens. Yeah. I mean, I met my husband on a show 17 years ago. So, you know. The magic happens in the room.
Love it. Okay, what else about the cast and other actors? I know one surprise that came up during rehearsals is discovering so many people play instruments. Are there any other surprises along the way?
I think one of the things that I loved about, so when we went to New York and we were trying to cast Becky, which is she's such a beautiful role. She sings I Didn't Plan It, which is just, it's insane. Insanely beautiful. We had 2 days of casting in New York, and our Becky, Tyler Ray Lewis, walked in at the end of our second day. They were our last appointment on our second day. And we were in a three-story building. I swear they could hear her from every angle. They crushed it so much, and like Mike, my music director, was playing, and he was on his feet. Like he literally got up, and he was on his feet playing, and as soon as they were done, he was like, "Whoa!"
It became a jam.
Yeah. Like, and we were like, oh, that's done. That we're casting that person. That's done.
That's right. That reminds me of, I don't remember the movie, musical movie with Michelle Pfeiffer, where she's the last singer audition of the day in that, and she gets cast.
Yeah.
In that. Yeah, yeah.
We were like, that, and that's, yeah. Like, literally, we were like, done. We're casting that person. I love those moments.
Oh, when, I love it when
it someone comes together. Just like jumps out and grabs it.
What do you hope people take away from this show?
Just to understanding that, I think the most important thing is understanding that family is chosen. So choose your family.
Yes, and you see that in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Choose the people that are going to support you and be there for you and whatever that means. Whatever that means.
Right. Well, I have my tickets to an upcoming matinee. So tell our audience how the runtime and how they can get their tickets.
Yes. So we open April 11th. You can go to OregonCabaret.com and get your tickets, or you can call the box office. We're already more than half sold. Mm. So if you want your tickets, you probably need to try and get them soon. And then we close in June, and we start Disaster, which is our next very fun, silly.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Musical.
Well, Lauren Blair, thanks for coming back to The Creative Way, and best of luck with the show. I can't wait.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Waitress, the musical runs April 11th through June 15th at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. And that's it for today's Jefferson Exchange. JeffersonExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more. Or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts.